Time has not dimmed. I was amazed that you can get so much sound. Where's it all come from?
I don't know. You'll have to wait for my book.
Oh, all right. Elizabeth Parcells, lyric soprano, with Jeffrey Stevens, piano. Jeffrey received his master of music from Boston University and has been associated with numerous organizations in and around the New England region, Boston Symphony, Tanglewood, fellowships to Tanglewood, worked as a coach and accompanist for the opera department of the Boston and New England Conservatories, Boston University Opera Theater, Central City Opera Association, where's that?
Central City, Colorado, outside Denver.
And Wolf Trap as well, yeah?
Yes.
And you are currently at Southeastern Music Center?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a fledgling music program that hopes to emulate Tanglewood, actually, in Georgia, and become a kind of southern meeting place for young musicians. And we have a fledgling opera training program there that I'm working with.
Mm-hmm. You're also a vocal coach at the Opera Lab of Boston.
Right. Mm.
So you bounce back and forth, or
bounce back and
seasonal?
Forth. Well, it's basically seasonal. The Georgia thing is in the summer. Mm. Bad time to be in Georgia, but that's how it works.
Mm. Thank you, Jeffrey. Elizabeth Parcells made her first appearance live on ProMusica in June of 1976. The following year, she won the Metropolitan Opera auditions. That was in 77. Came back again in February of 78. And another appearance in March of 82, after which she went off and just disappeared. Went to Frankfurt, to the Frankfurt Opera Company, was it?
That's right.
And then I kept asking people, what do you hear about Elizabeth Parcells? And I'd find out that you were in Vienna or London or Cologne or someplace else, or you were off doing some recordings and things.
Well, yeah, I had a good set of luggage, so I thought I'd get some use out of it. I traveled around a bit.
But you are back. How long are you back?
I'm here for this production.
That's it.
Yeah, but being back in Boston, I get all kind of nostalgic and would love to just come back to stay. It's a great place. It's still one of the best cities in the whole world.
Do you have a place where you keep most of your stuff?
Yeah, that's in Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
Yeah,
so yeah. You're still sort of based there.
Yep. At the moment, I'm a German soprano. I'm an import.
Well, one of the good things about being centrally located in Europe is that you get an opportunity to do a lot of performances in a lot of different places.
This is true.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
The music that we'll be continuing with, great guitarist Felix Houston has joined me here, and I'm particularly pleased to have him here because it was unexpected. This whole program is kind of a delightful surprise for us. And
okay. Felix, welcome. You're from the wine-growing region of Germany, yeah? A Rhinelander?
Not really. My father used to be a wine farmer. But I'm not living there anymore.
Oh. Where are you from? You're in Frankfurt now?
That's nearby, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome to Morning Pro Musica.
Thank you.
We're going to start with some Bach. Willst du dein Herz mir schenken? Will you something me your heart?
If you want to give me your heart, do it in secret so that no one will see.
Oh, yes.
These are two songs out of the Anna Magdalena Buch that Bach set up for his wife. These are two little love songs.
The second being the very well-known and popular Bist du bei mir.
Willst du dein Herz mir schenken, so fang es heimlich an, dass unser beider Denken niemand daran.
Two arias from the Anna Magdalena Bach Büchlein, Wirst du dein Herz mir schenken and Bist du bei mir? Elizabeth Parcells, accompanied by Felix Houston. On to music next by that man with the two names, Louis Spohr and Ludwig Spohr, depending on where he was at the time. The first is carrying right on with the sentiment of the one we just heard. Beruhigung, which is restfulness.
It means finding calmness from an agitated state. It starts allegro agitato and ends up only sweet death can relieve me of this unruhe, of this unrestfulness.
Mm-hmm. Opus 39 of Louis Spohr, and that will be followed by a guitar version of Beethoven's aria Adelaide, or Adelaide, opus 46, guitar version published around 1985?
That's right. And it's been newly published in a facsimile edition. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that we are the first performers to have snapped this up and begun performing it with voice and guitar. So this piece has not been heard for a very, very long time in this version, in this guitar version.
Is this Beethoven's guitar version?
Beethoven, whose friend and publisher Diabelli, also a very fine guitarist,
yes,
was.
Right.
And he arranged this, and Beethoven gave it his blessing.
Great. Okay.
This is a fascinating little discovery.
Beruhigung by Ludwig Spohr and Adelaide by Ludwig von Beethoven.